The early evening air hits my face like a splash of cool water as I push open my car door in the driveway of our house. The ceiling light comes on and blinds me temporarily. Out of habit, I check my mascara and eyeliner in the mirror on the visor to see what kind of damage my streams of tears did to my makeup on the drive home from Mickey's condo, as well as the crying confession session with Lydia at her in-law's house. Bloodshot raccoon eyes stare back at me in the mirror. Oh, well. I grab my computer bag and purse off the passenger seat and climb out of the car, longing for a long, hot shower in my jammies, and hopefully soon to hear the voice of my beloved Peter over the phone. Oh, God, what am I going to say to him? Is he going to be angry with me? Will he forgive me? As I walk around to the front of the little cottage from the garage on the side of the house, I notice the lights are on inside the house. Did I turn them on before I left? I don't think so. I thought I was going to be home much earlier than this. I seriously doubt a robber would turn the lights on, but at this point, I feel so low. I really don't care. Okay, so the front door is unlocked, so I'm starting to get a little freaked out. As I push the door open a little more, I can hear a male voice in the other room. My heart drops to my knees. I thrust the door open and rush in, almost tripping over the guitar flight cases set off to one side in the entryway. I drop my bags on the hall table and stumble to our studio and office. "She's here, thank God. I'll talk to you later," Peter says as he hangs up the phone and gets up out of his big leather chair. "Matt, I'm so glad you're safe. Damn, I've been so worried about you," he says into my hair while he folds me into his arms and holds me so tightly I can barely breathe. The feel of him is like home. I never, ever, ever want to let him go. "I missed you so much," I squeak out just barely above a whisper. "I'm so glad you're home." Part of my brain wants to ask him when he got here and why he's home earlier than planned and if the recording is done and does he have to go back, but scenes from earlier in the day at Mickey's house invade my mind and I feel the dam burst. My heart feels as if it's shattered in my chest, so hollow, yet so heavy. I have a broken heart and it's all my fault. My own stupid fault. I always feared if I ever felt this way, it was because Peter had given in to temptation with some groupie or a gorgeous supermodel type, not because I had messed up. Surely I didn't actually sleep with Mickey, but I thought about it. I thought about it a lot. And dear Lord, I very nearly acted on those terrible thoughts. I grab my sweater off the counter and head out to the backyard. I'm so scared. Terrified, actually. What if Peter doesn't want me anymore? What if he's planning to leave me? What if he wants a divorce? Oh, God, please help me.